Hi, happy new year, and welcome to Pastor Chris Worth Reading. We're so excited to have you back with us. And of course, you know, my co-host on set, Sister Toyin and Sister Ruby.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome back.
Amen. Pastor Chris Worth Reading.
Yes.
Feels like it's been such a long time just because we had all the excitement and busyness of the holidays, but it has been a powerful time. I know that you tuned in to watch Pastor Chris on New Year's service because it was amazing.
Yes,
it was a powerful, powerful time with Pastor learning, you know, so much, setting the tone for the rest of the year. So 2023, I'm very expectant. I know it's going to be powerful.
Yes.
It's the year of our prolific church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
We are truly a prolific,
prolific church.
Yes.
Prolific people. Amen.
Yeah. And let's just go ahead and pray and thank the Lord for this word of the year that the man of God has brought to us by the Spirit of God. And we're so thankful. Mm-hmm. Father, we honor you. Mali brado shatali kamus keriba. Thank you for the ministry of the Spirit of God in our life. Thank you for the word of God that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Father, for the word of the year. We are truly the prolific church. We are fruitful in the name of Jesus, and we're showing results, bringing forth offsprings, the ones of your kind that will receive the Holy Spirit as well and live according to your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for all that we're going to talk about today. Thank you for all of the people watching, our viewers. Thank you because their lives are going to be blessed and transformed, and they will be prolific in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the year of the prolific church.
Truly.
Praise the Lord. The gospel shall spread throughout the whole earth unhindered.
That's right.
Yes, unhindered. Absolutely. You know, Pastor has set the tone and the expectation. He told us to be expectant because when we're expectant, it uses our faith.
Mm.
And so as you said in your prayers, we were opening, you are in expectation, and we all should be in expectation. And Pastor has organized the year for us and set the priorities. Mm-hmm. And so we have the roadmap to follow.
That's
along
right.
with the word of God. And so we are excited, going upward and forward only. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, it ties into the plans that Pastor has had, you know, that we've all, I believe, been working towards, you know, making sure that the gospel reaches the ends of the earth. You know, having the programs that we do that reach, you know, over 7 billion people. Can you imagine that? That mandate is part of this, you know, it's part of being the prolific church because, you know, Pastor told us that we will be prolific everywhere in an outstanding way, and that the church shall proliferate throughout the entire earth.
Amen.
You know, he told us we will spread throughout the entire earth, you know, and that's reaching these 7 billion people. That's reaching you and everybody that you know. So I believe that, you know, we are on that roadmap, you know, and Pastor just keeps, you know, getting us closer and closer each year, you know, to where we need to be, to making sure that we reach these people, that we win these souls for the kingdom.
That's right.
Yeah, because rapture is upon us.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And when you talk about Pastor has already been preparing us even for this time, you remember or recall when last year during ICLC, when Pastor gave the word called Rabbah.
Mm-hmm.
He told us to what? To excel. Mm-hmm. He told us to expand. He told us to what? To move forward, you know, with the preaching of the word of the word of God. And, you know, to now talk about a prolific church. What is a prolific church? If you look even into the dictionary, prolific means to be fruitful, you know, bringing forth offsprings. And Pastor didn't just leave us saying, oh, the word prolific, just a big word that we have to just go depend on the dictionary. He told us how to be prolific as a church, you know, unhindered, you know, and he says the work that God has given us, the moving forward, the spread of the gospel. He said, this is the time where many are in a place of decision making. So they are ready, more like the harvest is ripe.
Yes.
And we as laborers ought to go into the field and win that harvest, you know, because they are going to make the decision this year.
And you know, this is you know, as we're talking about the prolific church, it is amazing that Rhapsody is available in every known language. So as we're evangelizing, there is no language that
there's no person that you cannot reach. There's no one person that you cannot reach, because there is a translation for everyone.
I think that's prolific.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of being prolific.
Prolific.
And you know, during the service as well, you know, Pastor had announced, or you know, was asking and brought up how many translators we have. Can you guys guess how many translators we have around the world?
I couldn't believe them.
I was astonished. I could not believe it. But I do believe it, because it takes an entire network, you know, to make sure that we are reaching out, making sure that we are researching and discovering all of these languages that are out there, so that we ensure that we are able to make those translations possible for everybody.
Exactly.
But it was over 100,000 translators. Over 100,000.
And that was amazing. Says no one should be sitting on the sideline doing nothing. Mm-hmm. There is something for each one of us to do. And not just do, but we can be prolific and ever expanding in it.
Exactly.
I know, and I've even noticed the trend on King's Chat. You know, I haven't done it yet, but everybody's now changing. Prolific.
Yes.
And then their name. And then their name. Prolific. Yes. Everybody's name is prolific now. So
exactly.
It's beautiful though, you know.
Like, you know, teaching the children's church, when the word came, the kids were like, what does it mean not prolific? And then I said, the prolific you, because we are the church. They needed to understand that we are the church. When Pastor says it's the church, it's not the building.
No.
And then Jesus declared, my church, nothing will stand against my church. It's going to move forward on this revelation.
The people.
We are the people.
And that's why we all work together.
So that's why we're proliferating.
We're prolific working together.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think on that note, please watch this clip we have of Pastor Chris.
Now, three important things for us. Number one is to prioritize the Spirit. Prioritize the Spirit. You know, in the early church, the Holy Spirit was so important, so important. In Acts chapter 19, when Paul went to Ephesus, the Bible tells us, when you read from verses 1 to 7, he met some 12 disciples there. And the first question he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we haven't even heard that there's any Holy Ghost. He said, unto what then were you baptized? They said, we only know John's baptism. And he explained to them about the Lord and talked to them about the Holy Ghost and laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And 12 of them began to speak in tongues and prophesy. Just 12 men. First thing he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? You have to prioritize the ministry of the Holy Ghost this year, 2023, like you never did in your life before. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit made you. You have to understand, He created you. Go to Job chapter 33, verse 4. Read. Read it out, one, two, go. Yes. He's the one who made you. He made you. I can show you several verses in the scriptures. You discover He's the maker. In the Godhead, you talk about Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is the one, He's the performer. He's the performer. He's the one that actually fashioned you. And the Bible says His delight was with the sons of men. In other words, He always wanted to live with us. He always took delight in us. And the Father fulfilled His dream when He gave Him to us to live in us. Did you know you're so important to the Holy Spirit? You're so important to the Holy Spirit. This year, prioritize the Holy Spirit and His ministry in your life. Many have received the Holy Spirit, but they ignore Him. He's not part of their day. He's not part of their considerations. They act like He doesn't live. They act like He's a mere experience, but He's more than an experience. But this year, make that decision. The Holy Spirit is going to be more than an experience to you. He's a person. And every Christian, everyone who has received the Holy Spirit, must now recognize Him and fellowship with Him.
What an amazing message our man of God, Pastor Chris, to prioritize the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, the Holy Spirit is a person, and not only a person, but a person that lives in us.
Oh my goodness.
You know? And it is so amazing that He lives in us, He teaches us, He wants to guide us, but we must give attention to Him. And that's what Pastor's been explaining to us.
Exactly, we must make Him priority. It is very important that you prioritize the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. Mm-hmm. Prioritize that, let Him teach you the word.
Amen.
Teach you how to
guide
make money.
You.
I mean, Pastor said that in this year, the gospel is going to move unhindered. Mm-hmm. And then He led us to the book of Proverbs and talked to us about how the Holy Spirit can teach us where the wealth is.
Yes.
And make us prosperous. Mm-hmm. But if we yield to Him, the gospel, in order to spread the gospel, we need the finances.
We need the ministry of the Holy Spirit so we can filter out all of that garbage that has been coming in.
Exactly, yeah. Very important.
Because it takes a lot of strength to ignore what is going on in the world. You know, it takes wisdom and knowledge, mm-hmm. the word, you know, and your Holy Spirit to be able to be and look beyond mm-hmm. those things of the world, because the devil doesn't give up.
Exactly.
You know, and as we are getting further along in our mission, he is, you know, coming at you even harder too, because he wants to stop us. But that's not gonna happen.
He's defeated.
That's right.
Already in the name
and I tell
of
you,
Jesus.
Honestly, yeah. The Spirit of God is the Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And who is it that can walk with God without the Spirit of God?
Exactly.
That's the only way we can actually
to be victorious.
Because that's who knows God the most. Even the Bible says the Spirit of God knows the Spirit. Mm. And God is a Spirit. Mm-hmm. So we ought to walk with the Spirit of God and prioritize
always
the ministry of the Spirit of God this
year
like never before.
And Pastor told us that too. He even specifically said, listen to the Holy Spirit and see the treasures in 2023.
And we shall.
I'm excited for my treasures in 2023. I'm going to have a huge treasure chest full of a lot of goodies.
Awesome. Yes, I believe it, and I'm looking forward to it and all your testimonies, Sister Danielle. Yeah. On that note, I will be passing it over to one of our wonderful pastors in the Dallas region, a true man of God, Pastor John Orion. We welcome you on set. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be here with you today. And our man of God has blessed us so much with the word for this year.
Yes, sir.
And He gave us a point that will help us to be prolific, you know, as Christians. Because when we talk about the prolific church, we're talking about the individual Christians and, of course, as well as the corporate church. So Pastor said to prioritize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I do like to kind of put some little explanation to what it means to prioritize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It is to recognize and give the Holy Spirit the first place in your life. And not just in your life, but in everything. It also means to have constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit, letting Him guide you and be the decision maker in your life. When you do this, then you are actually giving Him that priority that He deserves in your life. Very important to take note of that. And of course, also, we want to find out who is the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of Christians have different kinds of understanding and perception about who he is. He's not wind, he's not air, he's not breeze, he's not an abstract thing.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is a person. You know, in that message that Pastor gave to us for the new year, he read us a scripture which I'm sure a lot of people never really took note of. You know, and I'd like to quickly read that scripture to you from Job chapter 33 and verse 4 in the King James Version. It reads, "The Spirit of God had made me, and the breath of the Almighty had given me life." So Pastor went to let us know that it's the Holy Spirit that made us. He made you. He's the one that gave you life. So if that is true, then all your totality, both your life and everything that has to do with you, you know, should concentrate on him. And you should let him have the first place in your life. So he made you. He is your maker. Pastor says he's the performer of the Godhead. You know, we have God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Some people think the Holy Spirit is the junior God, you know, more like small, smaller, smallest, or big, bigger, biggest. No, he's not the smallest in the Godhead.
Yeah.
Neither is he the big in the Godhead, and then Jesus is the bigger and God is the biggest. The Holy Spirit himself is God.
Amen.
He's the performer.
Amen.
Remember in Genesis, we are told that when darkness was upon the face of the earth, that the Holy Ghost was there on the surface of the water. When God said, "Let there be light," he was the one that brought forth the light. He's the one that made you. So he's your maker. He's the performer in the Godhead. He actually fashioned you, you see? And his delight is in us. He delights in us. His desire has always been to dwell in us.
That's right.
And Father God fulfilled his dream. Because Jesus said to us when he was about to leave the earth, he said he was going to ask the Father to send a comforter. And now he's here with us. So he lives in us. So you are important to the Holy Spirit. Very, very important to him. You know, many have received the Holy Spirit, but they ignore him. But our man of God, Pastor Chris, is telling us that this year, if you want to be prolific, one of the things you must do is to give the Holy Spirit the first place. To prioritize his ministry in your life. Fellowship with him. Letting him have all the totality in your life, even in your decisions. Very, very important. So the Holy Spirit, I'm still trying to define to you who the Holy Spirit is. He is a person. Like I said, he's not a wind. He's not abstract. He's a person you can relate with. He has emotions. Yeah. You know, the Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. You can't grieve a thing. You can only grieve a person.
Amen.
So that tells you that he's a person, you see. He wants to talk to you all the time. He wants you to fellowship with him because he's a person. And he wants to teach you and show you the way of the kingdom. Remember, he's the performer in the Godhead. So he's the one that shows you the way of the kingdom. And of course, the Holy Spirit is the wisdom of God. You ever want to walk in absolute wisdom? Then you have to give the Holy Spirit that place in your life. He will be the one to execute the wisdom of God through you. You know, a man of God also read us another scripture. I really love this scripture so well. I cannot omit this scripture. I have to read it to you. It's in Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 20 to 21. You see, it reads, "I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." Now, this is what the Holy Ghost wants to do for you. No, look at it. This scripture is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at verse 20 first. In that verse 20, we find out that he is the voice of God that talks to you. Mm-hmm. You see, he gives you guidance. You know, some people say, "Something told me." Some Christians say, "Something told me." It's not something. It's the Holy Spirit. He's the voice of God that talks to you. He's the one that gives you guidance. He gives you instruction. He's the one that tells you where to go, what to say, what to write. You know, I tell Christians, because you got a very nice job somewhere in another state or another city, you can't just pack up and go. Have you played with the Holy Ghost? Have you asked him if that is what he wants you to do? Yes. Every details of your life, he should be involved. Very, very important. So you have to listen to his voice because he wants to always talk to you. And of course, he is always talking to you. So you need to listen to him. Then in verse 21 of that scripture we read, Proverbs 8, we find out that he is the one that leads you to inherit substance if you let him. You know, Pastor says something that was very, very catching that you must always remember. He says, Pastor said to us, that you will never be a victim of this world fake man-made poverty if you will listen to the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
So if you find yourself wallow in poverty as a Christian, it's because you are not listening to him. Mm. He knows where the money is. He knows where the good jobs are.
Yes.
He knows where the contracts are. He knows where the business is. He can guide you and lead you there. So if you be suffering some kind of financial shortages in your life and things are not moving on where the way it ought to be, this year, give that first place to the Holy Spirit. Prioritize the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. You will see how it will change your finances. Amen. A lot of times you want to do things for God. You want to give for partnership. You want to help people. And the funds are not there even though you have a good heart. The reason it's not happening is because you have not prioritized the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because the word of God is true. That's what we see here in the scripture. So very important that you give the Holy Spirit the first place in your life. Prioritize his ministry. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. Now, something again I want to share with you, because it's okay to tell you to do something, but then it's also very important to tell you how to do it, how to achieve it. So I'm quickly going to give you 5 quick things that can help you, the steps you can take to prioritize the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. Number one, create a time to personally fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You have to create it. That's why I use the word create. It will not just fall on you. If you don't create the time, you will never have the time. And listen to me, your job is not more important than the Holy Spirit in your life. Your family is not more important. Your business is not more important. Nothing else is more important than the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. If you give him the time that he needs with you, he will make other things come to you with ease. The mistakes Christians have made, you know, severally over time, is that they put the cart before the horse. You see, they want to do it their way, so they don't let the Holy Spirit have his way. So if you put the Holy Spirit first in making that time to fellowship with him, a personal time of fellowship, you create that time. Quality time, not a 5 minutes or 10 minutes kind of thing, you know, quality time. Speaking in tongues, charging up your spirit, studying the scriptures, letting him talk to you and give you directions for your day. I'm telling you, you'll begin to see a whole lot of difference in your life. So that's number one. Number two, be consistent in fellowshipping with him. When you create that time, don't do it today and don't do it the next day. You have to be consistent. Very, very important. You have to be consistent. If you are not consistent, then there's going to be a problem. So you have to be consistent. So be consistent in fellowshipping with him. That's number two. Then number three, allow him to guide you always, especially in decision making. A lot of Christians go wrong when it comes to making decisions. They go really wrong. So you have to let him guide you when it comes to decision making. In everything, of course, in your life, but especially because a lot of Christians have made decisions that have caused their downfall. You don't want to go to that path. Yeah. So you have to give him that place to let him be the one to help you make your decision. Don't decide and bring it to him. Let him be the one making the decision. Okay? That's the way to go. Very important. Then number four, never grieve him by refusing or failing to follow instructions or directions. When you do that, you grieve him. And then you will not enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to quickly run now because of time. So I just give you the last point, which is number five. Always honor him by consistently giving him the first place in your life and in everything. Giving the first place in your life and in everything. When you are dealing with your wife, if you're married, you're dealing with your husband, if you're married, you're dealing with your children, you're dealing with your employees, you are a boss. Whatever you do as a pastor, you're dealing with your members in church, make sure it is the Holy Ghost that is having the first place. He's the one guiding you to do the things that you ought to do. Very important. And of course, you know that if you are not born again, you probably will not understand what I'm saying concerning the Holy Spirit. So at this point in time, you know, I want to say that you need Jesus in your life, because that's how you can now receive the Holy Spirit. When you get born again, then you receive the Holy Spirit, and then you can begin to enjoy these things. You can now prioritize his ministry in your life. If you are not born again, you can't do that. So at this point in time, wherever you are, anywhere around the world, as you watch this beautiful program, I want to lead you to Christ. I want you to give your heart to Jesus. And I just need you to say this after me. I want you to mean it from the very depth of your heart, because something good will happen to you when you pray this prayer with me. It's a prayer of salvation, because Jesus wants to dwell in your heart. Then the Holy Ghost can come and fill you up. So say this after me. Oh Lord God.
Oh Lord God.
I believe with all of my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me. And God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you pray that prayer with me, you are now born again. Jesus is now your Lord and your Savior. And now the Holy Ghost can dwell in your spirit, in your heart, and you can now begin to enjoy, you know, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And you begin to prioritize that ministry, and you will enjoy all the blessings that God has for you this year. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And enjoy the rest of the program.
Wow. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you so much. That was very powerful. I was actually taking my notes too while you were ministering.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're so grateful to you, Pastor John. Thank you so much. Very powerful. Just expounding, you know, on the word and prioritizing the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's, as Pastor John said, you know, even taking those points, you really have to live by those, because that's what's going to help propel you. As he said, that's what's going to make sure that you are finding these things that you were looking for, because you're listening to the Holy Spirit as he's guiding you and he's telling you where to go. So as he said, you know, especially in your decision making and everything, and how the Holy Spirit knows where the money is. And if you're looking for that money, you better listen.
You better
so you know
listen
where to go.
To the Holy Spirit, don't spend all your time looking for money. You need to prioritize.
Exactly.
The Holy Spirit.
Even with work, as he said, you know, work doesn't come first. Amen. You may feel like it does, but when you prioritize the Holy Spirit, you know, the work is going to be easy, because you'll have solutions for everything that you need. As he said, it will set the tone for your day. It'll help make everything so much more smoother.
And you know, people think that they can just continue to orchestrate their life the way that it's been and think they're going to be prolific. No, you're probably gonna have to get up earlier. You may have to stay up later. You may have to cut some things out, but that's what it means by prioritize, right? Make it first place, as Pastor John was reiterating.
The key word there that Pastor John made very clear to us is the consistency.
Mm. Yes.
You cannot start the fellowship with the Holy Spirit and then you do it today and then you not do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Remember those 5 points. Pastor John broke it down. Nothing is as good as simplicity. They say the person that understands is most makes it the simplest. He said there are 5 steps.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have to prioritize. Mm-hmm. You have to create a personal time of fellowship.
Yes.
Quality time.
Quality time. The Holy Spirit is needing our fellowship.
Yes.
And he says, create that time. He says, then when you create that time, he says, be consistent with that fellowship. It's like, just like Adam and Eve, the Lord came into the garden as he normally would come in the cool of the day. And then they had done something they weren't meant to have done. Because one thing about God and the Spirit of God is they are consistent. They never change between two immutable things. It is impossible for God to lie. That's why we know God can never change. Glory to God. He says, allow him guide your decision, just like
you
Sister Danielle explained.
He's not going to force you.
Force you.
Right? You have to allow.
We have to listen.
Holy Spirit.
Exactly. And
we'll continue
will
until
definitely
the next
continue.
One.
The message is so power packed. The whole prolific church
Don't
message by a man of God.
In the episode,
so
this is going to be
and
amazing.
They should definitely, you know, tune in and be able to watch the rest of it, because we have 2 more episodes to tie into this message. And go watch the message for yourself, you know, make sure that you know what we're discussing as well and study it, you know?
Exactly.
So I guess until then, we will
see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining.
God bless you.
God bless you. We love you very much.